It's time to take a break with Gene and Mary every weekday at noon Eastern Time. Join us as we talk about what's on our minds. Email us at contactgeneandmary@gmail.com or interact with us on Facebook for your chance to win a free gift every week.
I gotta warn you guys. I forgot to tell you about my warning because I was thinking about how Gene is so good at doing this. It sounds like he's a recording, but he's doing it live for each show differently. But anyway,
live. Our warning
live and in person on the recording. But the side effects do include jocularity, increased knowledge, and a great way or mediocre way some days to spend a few minutes with us. Take a break.
We don't need no stinking mediocrity.
No, we're all about exemplary.
Well, exemplary? It is always a good time, you know.
It is. And really, we're enjoying it if nobody else does.
Well, that's the thing. And that's the whole, we're taking a break and hope everybody, you know, that takes a break with us has a good time or has some knowledge or something, get something out of it to come back.
some days we do nothing but giggle at ourselves because we're goofy. But other days we actually get into the show and really, we like to share information. And a lot of the information we get comes from Barb Marino's research.
Yes.
Thanks, Barb.
Thanks, Barb. Definitely.
Couldn't do it without you, girl.
And you know, the thing is about our show is that we always come in with a full plan every time to every show, as far as an outline, at least. And about, what would you say, about 46.7% of the time we follow it really closely, even though we try. So it's you just never know. That's the beauty of Take a Break with Gene and Mary, is you really literally never know what you're going to run into. Just that it's going to be jocularity and knowledge.
Yes.
that's your shirt up.
And we can't really promise that the knowledge is going to be earth shattering. We're certainly not planning to come up with the cure for any previously incurable illness.
Never know though.
But you just never, it could be in the catch up. The cure could all be in the catch up. You don't know. Might. However,
yes,
I have a word of the day for you.
Yes, please.
That's how we kind of ground ourselves and get back out of the air. Yes. Video.
Okay.
Video killed the radio star.
You know, I almost tried to play that and it's hard.
So it's a little hard to sing too, but that's why I kind of did softly.
That's the first thing I thought of. Video killed the radio star. Yep. And you know what?
What?
My philosophic mind traced the trail, and I believe that's true. Video killed the radio star.
Oh, yeah.
So here we go. Well, Earth is going to have more radio.
Well, and now we're doing podcasts.
Podcast radio.
Yeah, it's totally different. It's a different way of communicating and sharing information. We don't have a musical radio show, but we do have 7 different formats on Be Unique Radio. It still blows my mind.
Well, I would kind of give our show a little bit of a musical edge.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. And you know, it's just recorder with Gene. Maybe we should give you a longer intro sometime.
Well, one of these days, maybe at Christmas, we'll do some Christmas songs or something.
Cool.
But now listen, what about this? What if I was thinking earlier this week, you know, maybe we do come up with a music segment, you know?
Well, as long as
our
we're
listeners
not,
have out there.
Yeah, as long as we're doing original music.
Yeah.
Or have the rights to the music. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
See if they want to. Well, that's I'm thinking maybe something like that. So but the word of the day was
video.
Okay.
It's just simply recording on videotape, which nowadays we don't even record it on videotape. We record it digitally. but it's recording, reproducing, or broadcasting of moving visual images. And, you know, we typically do our recording, if we're not in person in our headquarters studio, then we are doing it over Zoom. And Zoom graciously provides a free option to video with this. And that's how we get our shows done. And it comes from a Latin word, videre, means to see, which is to see the pattern of audio. That's the word of the day.
Well, you know, I was thinking about video. It's like it became the new term, because when I was growing up, you had recordings and they were films, you know, or pictures. Now they're videos. Just the whole concept is different. And I remember when I got my first digital video and picture camera, I was photographer type back in the old days when my mom got me an old 35 millimeter camera that was awesome. It worked, but it was a 35 millimeter film camera, and really it was hard to use. Yeah. And come out with these digital things, and the digital video, it's like I was in Hollywood. I was able to do it. It was great. Well, in the 1990s, I guess they came out with, Sony started coming out with some amazing point and shoots that took videos, and
wild stuff. Barb did some research for us about how YouTube was created, and we have a list of the top 10 most viewed videos of all times. So I'm going to share some knowledge. I'm going to lay some knowledge on you, man.
Excellent.
In 2005, three former PayPal employees created a dating website for singles that began by being funded by investors in a garage. Google later acquired it for $1.6 billion. At that time, YouTube employed 65 people. Since then, YouTube has continued to grow. It's the second most popular website in the world. Guess which website's the first most popular?
I don't know.
Pop quiz.
Facebook.
Google. Google itself.
Yeah, I guess so.
In December 2012, a video received 1 billion reviews. I don't know why she didn't tell me which video, but maybe it's down below with the most viewed videos of all time. Let's see what we can find, shall we?
Sure.
Dispatch. I don't know what Dispatch is, but it ranked number one with 6.7 billion views.
Wow.
Now, she's got Ed Sheeran, but I actually know this as Ed Sheeran. The Shape of You got 7 billion videos. I think her eyes must have been deceiving her. She got Wiz Khalifa, but it was Wiz Khalifa, See You Again, 4.5 billion views. I believe that was a tribute to Paul Walker with somebody, I can't remember his name.
That's half the people on Earth.
Huh?
That's half the people on Earth.
Yeah.
There's under 8 billion people on Earth.
Wow.
Or a couple people looking at it a lot.
There's a cartoon called Recipe for a Disaster with Masha and the Bear that got 3 billion views.
Wow.
Bruno Mars' Uptown Funk got 3.5 billion views. And I know that people replay that song over and over, and they do all kinds of stuff with it.
Well, and he's got a worldwide audience too.
Yes. Do you remember Gangnam Style?
I kind of do. Yeah.
It was a Korean video.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
3.3 billion.
Wow.
Justin Bieber's Sorry got 3.1 billion. And Maroon 5's Sugar got 2.9 billion. I know a lot of people like to play that at weddings for dancing. Katy Perry's Roar got 2.7 billion. And coming in at number 10, Taylor Swift's Shake It Off got 2.75 billion. And I know there was a time when people were doing their doing dances to the Shake It Off. They were doctors and police officers, all kinds. Back in the day when people remembered how to play. But you know who else has some great videos on YouTube? They're underappreciated, but definitely worth checking out. Be Unique Magazine.
Yeah, Be Unique.
Yeah. We have lots of videos. I like them anyway. I think they're worth looking into. Couldn't wait.
No, it's good stuff. And there's some, there's great stuff on our Facebook page too. A lot of good links to a lot of different kind of just amazing things.
Yes.
Oh man.
What's the matter, Gene?
Well, you know, it's like, I like taking a break so much, you know, I'm going to have to manifest a life where that's all I ever do is take a break, but we got to get out of here now. Really glad everybody who joined us did. Thank you for listening. If you'd be so kind, go check us out on the internet. We're at beunique.org. We've got lots of different great shows at Be Unique Radio. That's beunique.org.
BUNEKE.org.
See you then.
Bye, everybody. That was a pitiful little toot toot. Come and do that again, man. Yay. Thank you.
Better.
That's much better. Bye, excellent. Everybody.
See y'all.
All right. We're going to just have time to do one more show and then I have to go.
Okay. So. You know, when I wake up in the morning and I know I'm going to do this, I kind of am working on songs kind of in my head,
yeah,
on the peripheral kind of, and then I, anyway.